Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Hey.
Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation.
Memorial Day signifies a lot of it. It's getting out of school, getting away, big after summer movies, a vacation,
a giant break for the lawmakers. So the Supremes bolt after they hand down probably some rulings that will infuriate some people. Then they're gone, robes and all. And, of course, eventually, although this is still a little bit of ways away, the Congress will recess and we won't be talking about what's going on in Foggy Bottom, which means a lot of people will be out there hitting the campaign trail since we have several Republicans who are lawmakers who are running for the office of president on the GOP side. The two that always pop out to everybody are Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, and Senator Rand Paul, the senator from the great state of Kentucky, of course, and Senator Paul making some news for holding court or filibustering over the Patriot Act, because that's set to expire. So this is the dance with the NSA. He did it for 10 hours. Let's think about this today with procedures and stuff. I could probably, how long could I filibuster for, even if I was incredibly passionate about it? Just the logistics of doing that. So there's a little bit of headlines there for Paul and a lot of people that disagreed with him and then a lot of people that were completely, agreed with him as well. Well, it is the passing of a torch from one era that lasted for a very long time into uncharted territory. David Letterman saying adios after 33 years, countless shows over 19,000. And I think some pretty good laughs along the way and some snafus, too, along the way. Remember he had he took a chunk out of Sarah Palin and sort of had to apologize for that. And there were a couple of times where he got caught in the crosshairs of public opinion and then what unfolded or happened on his show. So here's a little slice of David Letterman.
This is a great category. Top 10 famous last words.
Well, famous last words.
Famous last words. I have some examples here. I'll give you the last words. You see if you know who they are.
Yeah, this is hard.
Okay. I never felt better.
I never
felt better. Famous last words.
Who said that?
He's an actor.
I never felt better. And this was his last word.
30s, 40s, like that.
Oh, the guy who, Orson Welles.
Yes, Douglas Fairbanks.
Okay, yeah. Close.
A2, Brute.
Well, that was Caesar.
Julius Caesar, yes.
Caesar.
Yeah, I'm bored with it all. I'm bored with it all. Last words.
Who said Jay Leno?
I don't think he's dead.
Oh, well, last words.
Last words.
But he had a last words, I mean, on the air.
No. I see.
This is real last words.
These are actual last words, yes.
I see. Okay.
Winston Churchill.
Well, Winston Churchill said, I'm bored with it all. I see.
Yeah. So tonight we have 10 other famous last words.
Famous last words.
I think you'll enjoy these. Okay, here we go.
Let's hit it.
Number 10. Lightning, everyone under the tree. Number 9, you've parked in my spot, Mr. Capone. Number 8, bring the karaoke machine over to the hot tub. Number 7. Do you guys hear a drone? Number 6. Thanks for seeing me, Dr. Oz. Number 5. Coincidentally, famous last words, and also perhaps our last lawsuit. Number 5, damn right I'm healthy enough for sex. Number 4, may I take a selfie, Ms. Streisand? Number 3,
that's the last word.
We'll save money by hitchhiking. Number 2, Jack Hanna said it won't bite.
Right, that was me.
And the number 1 famous last words, one scoop of Bluebell ice cream, please. There you go.
Category, famous last words, and kind of goes along with that whole thing of this is it for David Letterman. That'd be really strange for him because he was a TV hound. It's you know, the 33 years there, the Weatherman gig, his whole life has been doing television. I guess like anybody, when people are retiring from whatever job it is, how hard is it to decompress, especially when you've had that kind of job where you were in that job, that field you wanted to be in for the longest period of time, you know, 3, 4, even 5 decades, and then you have to hang it up, and it's got to feel, at first it's got to feel really strange to not be doing your routine, and I would imagine it takes a little getting used to. But on the other hand, it does sound appealing at days, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Coming up, we have Memorial Day, and Memorial Day signifies so much to so many different people. And I love that the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, decided to say, I mean, just rip the VA for nobody firing. And in fact, Boehner said, what the hell? He just basically said, what the hell? After Shinseki was booted, not understanding why, after Shinseki is forced to resign because of the scandal over what's happened to veterans, that the successor hasn't done very much to fix the agency, hasn't disciplined the people who were involved for real in the wait time crisis, that no one had been fired, and Boehner said he's especially frustrated that so few VA officials have bid it, despite evidence that at least 110 VA facilities kept secret lists to manipulate and hide long wait times because bonuses and whatnot were tied to that. Oh, that's such a shame. Think of the people whose ailments got worse. And some of them really waited for a long time. Only one person has actually been fired, and that was the Phoenix VA hospital director, Sharon Hellman. Another retired because of the pressure, and another termination was pending, but that's it. So he does have a point. What happened to the rest of them? Wasn't that the idea? As we honor our veterans, think about that. All right, hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Lips sweet as pride, her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. The kind of music on you won't have to.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Well, you all know that I'm a huge sports fan, and we do sports shorts here on the show and talk a lot about sports. And, of course, we have our Nail the Score during the NFL season. The NFL, with a big announcement at the owners' meetings, they announced that the extra point is going to be kicked from the 15-yard line, with two-point conversions would still be at the 2-yard line, so they'd remain there, right? So what does this all mean? It means the new rule gives the defense as well the ability to score 2 points in the returns. If you remember, before, under the previous rule, the ball would have been dead on the field. So with this rule change, so that we're all clear on this, if the defense returns a blocked extra point or a failed two-point try for a touchdown, they're awarded 2 points. Wow. It's going to be an interesting NFL season. Ryan Berger joins us. He is right now in our virtual green room. He's the founder of The Berger Shop and Sports Guru. Ryan, so that is huge news. You know, things like this have been talked about, but I like some of the nuances of this. I actually really like this. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's getting overblown. I'm not sure it's such big news in the game today. The kickers are so talented that kicking a 32-yard extra point is not going to be an issue for just about every one of them. And then obviously you have the kickers who are actually kicking indoors. And for those guys, it's an actual shoo-in. So when I looked at it, I was sort of, you know, flustered, didn't really understand why they made this move. The idea is to make it much more exciting, much more intriguing, much more interesting for the fan. And I still think at the end of the day, if they're going to go for the extra point the majority of the time, and that really doesn't need to be watched. And this will be revisited very quickly and most likely modified again.
Wow. So, I do agree with you on that. I think that it probably ends up getting modified. Absolutely. But the idea was, and this is the whole thing with the NFL, and you said it, is they have to come up with ways to keep the game interesting. And that was one of the things that was talked about, because intentions, especially for a lot of the younger fans, there's other pieces of entertainment that they could turn to. Although I still think the NFL is in good shape, but they don't necessarily think that. Do you think the NFL is still the number one sport for most people in America? I mean, don't you think the NFL rules with fantasy football and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, of course it's the number one sport, and the ratings, the numbers are enormous. When again, we're talking about the off season right now, and of all the sports going on, major hockey playoffs, major NBA things, the whole conversation right now is the NFL with the Deflategate and now into the rule change. Again, it's a very minor change, but because there's so much attention paid to the sport, it becomes one of the biggest stories out there. The fact is the sport dominates the culture and the society. The sort of one day a week idea, although there's now a lot more primetime games on a Thursday night and Sunday nights, are rituals in the country. And of course, when you look at the sport, it's surrounded by the fan participation via fantasy football, gambling, and again, these sort of rule changes all apply to all of that. Now, the ability to sort of a defense to run it back, as you said, is a fantasy football opportunity for your defense. Vegas will be releasing props and all kinds of gambling lines, I'm sure, on things such as that. So the league is all about sort of, at the end of the day, making as much money as they possibly can. And the ratings help all of that, and if they can find a way to keep much more people interested in every single play possible, whether that's through predicting it, having a bet on it, having a player through fantasy, or simply just watching it, they're going to make that decision.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, whatever it is, whatever it takes, that's why, fantasy, they really embrace that. That's why we see all the individual stats and that crawl across when you're watching whatever game it is on whatever network you're watching. They always put a premium on it because they know so many people are involved in fantasy football. Were you surprised?
Well, if you took fantasy football, gambling, and alcohol away from the sport, I'm not sure the actual sport would exist. That's the DNA of the sport today.
So I like that DNA. It is. And that's what it's about. I met a guy that used to supply a lot of information to the announcers on CBS, and he would FedEx all the information, every possibility with the games that they were covering, and they would go out to all the individuals who were announcing whatever game they were announcing, play by play in color. And it turns out, the whole thing with him was he was in Vegas and he knew the lines. He went to MIT, but he was a lines maker. He was an odds maker. I thought, isn't that interesting? The NFL poo-poos the gambling thing, but really, you and I know, and you said it, they're embracing it, because what would you do if you didn't have gambling on the, on the NFL?
Well, I mean, to each his own, but it's the sort of thing where, again, it's all about the revenue. So the spreads and the fantasy players are the reason why people tune into 45-7 blowouts. You want to make sure that your wide receiver, when you're down 30 points, is getting sort of make-up catches so that you can get back in your game, or you could compete to win your fantasy game. Meanwhile, the real game itself is a blowout, and most people are changing the channel. But because you have a fantasy player, or because
you
might have a wager on the game, you're watching it, and therefore the ratings become bigger and bigger, and therefore the advertisers are paying more. So the league isn't stupid. Goodell makes $50 million a year. He's a very, very smart commissioner. He's been able to figure out a way to have the NFL on CBS, NBC, and Fox. He's on every channel there is. And he's really sort of maximized the game from a TV perspective. When you think about the sport today, there's no sport that's better on the television than football. And that's one of the challenges the league has over the next 5 years besides concussions is, why would you go to a game today? You sit in the freezing cold. People are drunk as could be. They're screaming left and right. It's uncomfortable. You don't know what the instant replay, what they're deciding. The whole thing stinks. There's traffic. You can stay home. You watch the game on a 60-inch TV. You got your iPad next to you. You got the dish with all the games. You know exactly what the replay is. You're watching it in HD. It doesn't pay anymore to go to the games, and that's the biggest problem that the league has, and that's why they're trying to make decisions like what they announced today, because they have to find ways to keep the excitement brewing and keep the interest and intrigue in the sport.
Yeah, I agree. The Patriots, the big action there, and you know this already, the other day Robert Kraft says, yeah, I'm not going to challenge anything that happened. I'll just let it stand. Were you surprised by that?
Well, there's clearly a conversation that he's had with Goodell and the league, and they wouldn't just decide out of nowhere after fighting this to decide to drop this. There's clearly a decision, a deal that is going to be made, and unfortunately, some games I imagine will be taken off the Brady suspension. But you know, in my opinion, New England has pushed the boundaries several times. They've been caught, and now they've been caught again. They cheated. And they didn't sort of go help out the investigation and made it a lot worse. Brady deserves what he got. I do understand the way the league works, where there will be some sort of deal and some games will be taken off, but that has to do with sort of the conversations, I imagine, and the deals between Goodell and the Patriots under the table.
Yeah. All right. Interesting stuff. No doubt about it. We still have a long ways before we jump back into the season again. Ryan Berger, sports guru. I know. It's like a drought. You know, it's summertime.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm watching the Rangers and the losing overtime tonight in New York. And LeBron take over in Atlanta, and all everybody wants to talk about is kickoff of the Pigskin.
Yeah, I agree with you, because I'm the all-around sports fan, so I've got my eyeballs on all that kind of stuff. I love the whole Rangers Lightning series, especially with the Bulls owner saying, hey, you can't come in here with your Ranger gear in Tampa. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, we travel everywhere. We travel everywhere.
Exactly, and so many New Yorkers live there, too. It's hilarious. Ryan Berger, thanks so much for popping on ATN.
Thanks for having me.
All right, a lot of fun to kick around with him, and it's true. He's right about that. It's interesting because the focus is on anything that the NFL does versus, you know, look what happened with Cleveland beating Atlanta 97-89. So what's the scoop on LeBron? I keep getting asked, do I think LeBron is going to win? Do I think Cleveland's going to win the whole thing? And I do think they're going to win the whole thing. Then you have Tampa Bay in overtime getting by the New York Rangers, 6-5, the final score there. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to have a conversation with Andrea Reynolds about the things you need to know before you decide to go down the aisle. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Fear, I fear we're facing a problem. You love me no longer. I know, and maybe there is nothing that I can do to make it through. Mama tells me I shouldn't bother.
Is the time when a lot of people get married, and they always talk about June brides. In fact, one of my very good friends is getting married, and she's going to have this, just I think, wonderful wedding at a big arboretum, really, in Dallas. And I am so excited to go, and her future husband have done a lot of work on the marriage counseling side, which I say bravo to that. So maybe think about other couples and what they do. We've got Andrea Reynolds with us. She's in our virtual green room. I think she's got a great cup of tea with her, as I understand. But she is the author of No Surprises, 365 Critical Questions You Need to Ask Each Other Before You Marry. And here's a cool part about that, and how to ask them, because you would imagine that could be pretty thorny in some cases. Andrea, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
How many people do you think take the time to figure that out, if they're making the right kind of choice based on what their expectations are and their values are and all that sort of thing? Or do we get blinded by love and we're just so in love and the person is so great we don't take the time to look a little further?
Well, it's interesting. When I first wrote this booklet, and it was a number of years ago, I was online, and I mentioned that I wrote this, all these questions, and people were angry with me and said, well, what about love? Why would I want to ask questions of somebody? Why don't I just love somebody and get married? And then you look at the divorce statistics, which are over 50% for first-time marriages and even higher for second marriages, and you have to think, well, what could I have done differently? And maybe asking questions. And it's interesting. I've been watching a program on television about these three couples who didn't meet until the actual wedding ceremony, and they were put together by psychologists, maybe a whole team of them, who probably had a whole slew of questions that they posed to these individuals and then matched them up. So it kind of surprised me because I thought, well, why do we have to have a team of experts ask us the questions? Why don't we just ask the questions ourselves?
Bravo. Why don't we ask the questions ourselves? So what do you think are some of the critical questions, some of the questions that you talk about that people are listening now should ask if they're in this situation?
Well, I've grouped them into 19 different categories, and I think the most important one is about money. We don't talk to each other about money. How much money do you have? How much money do you make? Which one of us makes more money? And those are the questions, it seems, that are the most critical in a marriage or in any kind of relationship, because those are the ones that often make the relationship difficult. There's more conflict about money than any other topic. So more of my questions in the booklet are about money.
Right, I like that. How much do you make? How about expectations for what you need to retire, for kids, that kind of stuff?
Exactly. I'm not even sure how many questions I've put in that particular chapter, but I really get extensive. And people say, well, 365 questions? Why so many? Well, if you think about it, the optimum time frame for an engagement is about 6 months. And if you ask each other two questions a day, which is not a huge amount, that takes care of the 6 months.
Yeah, it sure does.
So it's not that the questions are intrusive, and it's not that I want people to be judgmental of each other, but rather the questions are open-ended. There's no yes or no answer, and there's no right or wrong answer. It's just to find out whether the two of you are on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
And there's going to be disagreement. And that's okay. I think one of the millionaire matchmakers out there was talking about if you find someone who meets 52% of your values and expectations, you're doing good. So you can't expect everybody to have 100% of the questions match.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. 52 sounds pretty good to me. When you came up with the questions, what was it that led you in the direction? I mean, your background is you're an investigative journalist and you own crisisbrainstorm.com, so that makes sense to me. You're a former teacher and family studies teacher, so that also makes sense, and a talk show host. So, of course, you know how to talk and you know how to ask questions. But was there something that was, you know, kind of nibbling at your heels or something that got you thinking, you know, this would be great if more people were open to doing this?
Well, when I was a teacher, and it was many years ago, I taught home economics, and one of the courses was about dating and relationships. But also, I was single at that time, and then I married somebody who was British, who didn't want to answer any questions, and I should have been asking more questions, and I didn't. And the marriage didn't last longer than 3 years. And so there I sat, and sometime in the past, I had watched an episode of Phil Donahue. And many of your listeners may not know who Phil Donahue is, but he was sort of the precursor to Oprah. And he had a wonderful TV talk show, and he asked questions. And one day, he had a woman in the audience who was talking about her relationship, and she said, you know, there's no book out there that gives you questions on what you can ask your partner. And I thought, bingo, I'm going to sit down and write. And within an hour, I had 100 questions, and then I added many more.
And were you surprised you said this? You said that the reaction, you know, people were kind of taken aback. So were you surprised at that reaction?
I was very surprised. But in the more recent past, we're now using online dating websites, and they ask us questions. So I think we're moving in that direction.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing wrong with asking questions. I don't understand that. But even the asking questions for some people is really, really tough. Because wouldn't it be better, either whether you're a man or a woman, to walk away from somebody, even if it's painful, than to get into a marriage and be in that situation?
I think so, having walked away from a number of dating relationships.
Yeah.
Because they just weren't, we weren't a good match.
Yeah.
You know, we had, and one of, I actually went to a counselor with one of the fellows I was dating. This was years ago. But what she came to recognize for both of us is our goals were different. Our relationship goals were different. I wanted to be married. He wanted to date around. Mm-hmm. And it just couldn't work because we weren't in the same place.
Yeah, boy, that's good. That's great that you were open and you did that. So you said in the questions, you talked about how financial was so important and how that really tears up relationships. What's the other thing? What about family? Where somebody's family, does that get in the way sometimes?
Oh, it absolutely does. What if all the people in your family absolutely hate your partner?
That's
you're
going
to have trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. And friends, too. I mean, if you have friends who don't like your partner, what's that going to do to the friendship? And also, could they eventually sabotage your marriage?
Yeah, because depending on how close you are and then what happens and what they're saying, and sometimes it's hard. It's, you know, I go back to that whole thing, they say the dopamine and you're in love and all that kind of stuff, and for men and for women, and then all of a sudden, you know, that kind of wears off a little bit, but it's too late and you don't realize all those things that you're talking about that you haven't asked. You haven't asked those critical questions, and if you're so, so different, it's very difficult. I think that there's a, Andrea, I think there's a, that people think they can change, especially they say that women are guilty of this. Oh, he's great, he's cute, he's fabulous, and, you know, he's talkative and he's interesting or whatever it is. And the one part I don't like so much, we could probably fix that, but that's not really true, is it?
No. And I think they say, too, that when a man looks at a woman and hopes she will never change, she often does. So, but, you know, I going back to questions, you know, I was even thinking, you know, when you meet somebody for the first time, maybe it's your first date, there are questions you can ask that are kind of subtle, like, tell me about your family.
Mm.
Tell me about what your passion is, just to find out a little bit without being too intrusive. And that's the starting point. And so that you can ask some questions, maybe not all of them right away, because you're not in a serious relationship just yet. But it will help you decide whether you want to continue dating that person, whether there's some potential there, or whether you want to play the field some more.
Yeah. Boy, it makes a whole lot of sense to me. So if somebody wants to pick that up, do you have that available somewhere?
It's only available on my website. I have a website with all of my books, and it's batangobooks.com. And that's spelled just like the dance, tango, but has a B and an I in front of it.
I like it.
And that was my mom's maiden name, and when she passed away, I found out what it was. So I decided to dedicate the website to her.
Oh, I love that, Batango. That's very, very cool. Well, I hope that there's people out there who are listening, and I know you are, that found this to be really informative. Don't be afraid to ask. I mean, that's the key thing. I think there's nothing wrong with that, and I love the way that you laid it out, where you just ask a couple questions a day. It's a perfect thing to do, so why get into a marriage to have it tear you apart? Maybe it's the wrong thing, or maybe it's the right thing, and it just reinforces that. Andrea, thanks so much. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Love is real. Real is love.
Complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoBite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Turn and down the straightaway she goes. Yes, for this hour of America Tonight. So Memorial Day is coming up, and I was thinking, boy, we've had some sad things happen. The Marine that was killed, the 21 others that were hospitalized after that Osprey helicopter crash in Oahu, and then we had also the helicopter that crashed in Nepal. It was missing. And then they found it finally in a very remote area, and it was a rescue helicopter. Incredibly sad to hear that story. And you just think of veterans and the sacrifices in all wars and in all situations. With these training accidents, we forget about how dangerous even they can ultimately be. Now we have ISIS tearing things up and what are we going to do as we cherry pick what's happening in the Middle East, the quicksand of the Middle East, what's ultimately next. And just on Memorial Day, hopefully a lot of you will go and honor veterans here and there, because there are certainly some great parades and great things that happen, I think, around this country. And it's why it's interesting to hear Boehner talk about the VA's problems. And part of the problem with the VA is the problems are so vast. They're so incredibly vast. The amount of money. I mean, they authorized $16 billion in new spending over 3 years, but they can't even seem to get projects off the ground. They have these half-finished projects. In Denver, that's what they've got, and it's $1 billion over budget. There seems to be no accountability. I think that's what it feels like. And Boehner is saying that when it comes to the VAs. And what happened was so sad with the wait times, but that's history. So now as we look forward, what is it that needs to be done to accommodate some of these soldiers from the past and ones that are coming back? Ones that are coming back that need treatment. We're doing a little bit of a better job, and it depends on what VA we're talking about, but as far as I'm concerned, how can we not give the best treatment that we possibly can to the veterans? I mean, the fact that there was 110 VA facilities that had those secret lists, they were hiding the wait times. Supposedly that's gotten better. Supposedly that's changed, and that's a good thing, however it came about. You can't put the genie back in the bottle, but we can at least keep an eye on her. We can at least watch what's going on with the VAs and not assume, oh, well, you know, now there's somebody new in charge, and they'll just push that boulder uphill, and things are starting to happen. It's all good. So we just focus on that. But somebody has to be watching, or it won't be all good. There'll be a dilemma. And speaking of dilemmas, California farmers are in one of those. They're saying that they'd be willing to give up some water rights. And it could be the way it's going on and on and on and on in Cali that they may turn to desalinization. But will it work with the drought? Now, water theft is huge. It's just so common. I think of people siphoning off gas. Now you have, what, people siphoning off your water? It's such a freakish thing to think about that. And they're very serious in California about enforcing it, as they should be, because there's no wiggle room here. I mean, there's no wiggle room whatsoever. So we have that going on, and then in Southern California, really in that Goleta area of Santa Barbara, the governor is declaring a state of emergency, or has, because the oil slick spread a little bit off the coast. It's tough to get a handle on oil spills and to try to clean them up. It's especially one where it's really spread. It depends on how dense it is. But this is a pretty bad one. You can see it from the air, and it's very sad to see it from the air. You have really volunteers who are combing the beach with buckets, and they're picking up the oil. And this is all because of this broken onshore pipeline that spewed oil down a storm drain and into the ocean for several hours before it was caught. Luckily, it was caught when it was caught, but there still was some damage that was done in the meantime. Remember, this coastline was a coastline that suffered a huge blow in 1969, the largest in the U.S. water at the time. And really, that oil spill, they say, from 69 is what started the American environmental movement. That was it. People started to see that, and then they started to form these groups. And it's regrettably, there's a lot of wildlife there. So the amount that went into the water They say it's up to now, they're saying about 105,000 gallons might have leaked out. And about a fifth of that, so 21,000 gallons, went into the water, reached the sea. We talked about Memorial Day. You got black, shiny, stinky goo off the beaches. Nobody's going camping there this Memorial Day weekend. Needless to say, why would you go there? And so the timing of it is terrible. The timing is awful. At this point, they've closed fishing and shellfishing harvesting for like a mile of Refugio Beach. They have booms, which is what you do to protect the nesting and habitats of, the snowy plover is one. And this is a habitat, because I lived not far from there, for seals, sea lions, whales, and they're migrating through the area. But how can they clean it up? How fast can they clean it up? State of emergency helps. And with that spill, they got to get those additional resources in there. And we saw it. Remember what the worst spill was, when we had that live cam on the spill. Oh. In the Gulf Coast, and that every time, it seemed like every time I turned something on, there was a link to it, and that's what I would see. I mean, that image is so burned into my mind, I could almost draw it for you, because of how many times I pulled up just a website even, and there would be links to it. It was everywhere. I don't even remember in the end how many people viewed it, but a lot of people were watching how much was coming out of that, and it was a ton of oil, if you remember, and how quickly they tried to lock it down. Well, here it's a lot less. So there's, that's the good news. But when there's a spill, an environmental group will jump all over this, of course, because it's a good opportunity for them. They look at fossil fuels and they remind people, here we go. This is what happens with an oil spill. And off the shores there, you've got large offshore rigs that are all over that horizon of that coast, pumping crude to the shore in small amounts of tar, of course, will seep up occasionally on the beaches. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in a pipe where you're going to have a problem here and there. But they have that culvert running under a highway and into a storm drain, so that's the thought, is that's how they get it out. But, of course, they're investigating. Wow. Nasty stuff, bad timing, no question. You want to send me your thoughts, you can. You know the address, americatonight.net. As always, Nathan Reeder, woohoo, awesome job.
Needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year.
year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.